Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time Out, where you can discover some original music and classic music from the 60s, 70s, and even now. From label bands that you might know, we are always looking to find songs with powerful lyrics and uplifting. The phone lines are always open for your opinion and suggestions.
Out there, is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there?
Reasons unexplained, she loved them.
monkey man. Tito was a bus guy before she went to Vietnam and found out the hard way nobody gives a damn. They knew that they found freedom just across the Jersey line, so they hopped into a stolen car, took Highway 99.
And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw the witness standing, never saw the witness fell.
The undercover cop never liked the monkey man. Even back in childhood, he wanted to see him in the can. Jan got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. She made secret calls to the monkey man from a mansion on the hill. It was out on Thunder Road, between her at the wheel. They crashed into paradise, they could hear them tires wheel. The undercover cop pulled up and said, everyone is a liar. If you don't surrender now, it's gonna go down to the wire. Behind, Tweeter took his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was left tied up to a tree near the souvenir stand by the old abandoned factory. Next day the undercover cop was a hot kid for suit. He was taking the whole thing personal, he didn't care about the loot. Janet told him many times it was you to me who taught. There's Jersey, anything legal as long as you don't get caught.
And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw the witness standing, never saw the witness fell.
Cover cop and cornered him, said, huh, you didn't think that this could last. Dan jumped up out of bed, said, it's someplace I gotta go. She took a gun out of the drawer and said, it's best that you don't know. The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The monkey man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. Jay said to the monkey man, I'm not fooled by Tweeter's girl. I knew him long before he ever became a Jersey girl.
All the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
that was the expression going round those days. And I used to give anybody that was sort of left field, avant-garde, or in the art field or the political field money, kind of out of guilt as well, because I was thinking, well, I'm working class and I'm not one of them, but I'm rich, so therefore I have to fork out. And I kind of wrote Power of the People in a way, kind of as a guilt song, you know? Sort of, I better do that.
But incidentally, we heard it last night just by accident, so to speak.
Good intro.
And it's very heavy, very good.
Power to the people!
Yeah. working for the mob. Brainwash you while you're sleeping, out in your traffic jam. Brainwash you while you're weeping, lost little baby in your prime. Brainwash by the military, brainwash under duress. Brainwash by the media, you're brainwash by the press.
Time Out in Time. I've added an extra episode on the end here of the show now, an extra hour longer with some just easy listening all the way back to the early years up to now, something that your grandmother or myself would like. So if you tune into this, the first hour more or less is rock and music, and then the second hour we're going to go back a step in time and play some clips and things from the history. And it's just you know, if you have a grandparent or someone in your family that's elderly, older, is not on the computer, not into that, all they got needs a phone, and they can tune in for an hour on Wednesday nights and hear some nostalgic old music, some clips and stuff. Of course, there's a lot of choices of entertainment out there nowadays. I mean, you can get everything you want, but nevertheless, I'm doing it because this is kind of my hobby here. So, and all right, well, let's just move on a little bit more here. And do you remember this station right here?
My name is A2Z on 98. KZEW, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Thank you.
Well, we're right about the halfway point here on the first show, and I'd like to throw a couple of announcements out there. One is that if you know any musicians, bands that want to advertise where they're playing at, what club they're playing in, we've got to throw in information here about that. Also, we are looking for guitar players, drummers. If this is your style of music, that through my podcast, you can go back and check them out. If this summer's in the range of the field you like and music, we're looking to re-record a couple of these songs at the studio. And so we're looking for either individual or a complete band that might want to step in and record, depending if this is the style that you like. And that's the main thing of the game, is that it's a style. Music to me is, compare it kind of like food. It's all good, but not everybody likes the same food. So you have different types of music, you know, from your hardcore country to rap to, I guess, whatever was disco at one time. Anyway, this is my style, what I like in this category here between the classic rock. I like songs that have detail and structure in them, and the arrangement. I'll be trying to spin a Fleetwood Mac song for you maybe on the next show, and I'll show you what's about an arrangement. It's great. It's called Tell Me Lies, and the arranger that did that for the band did an outstanding job of putting it together. Nevertheless, just stuff like that. I like to listen to the details in songs. I like songs that have a meaning and uplifting. And Wednesday seems to be the deadest night of the week, if you ask me. So I thought, what better night to do this on as Wednesday night? I'd probably be sitting here listening to music anyway. And also, this I'm really like a music junkie, is what I am. I crave for these sounds and these songs like this. So it's only for people that really are into hardcore, into music. You share this information with them where I'm at on Wednesday nights, and they want to tune in or go back and listen to the podcast, or you may uncover some songs you forgot about. So that. And then next Sunday the 30th, we're going to start the local voter education program back up on Sunday nights. And this is something that the whole key to everything I'm doing is around that, is our local voter education. It seems that the generations now have forgot that, or have not been taught, or do not understand the fact that when you live in a city, you have an obligation. It's not a privilege, but an obligation to see that your city is running correctly by the right people in council and mayor. 90% of the people here don't know who their council member is or their mayor is. And I didn't either 13 years ago, to be quite frank with you. I didn't know anything. I was brain dead. And that's the way they want it downtown. So what's happened in Fort Worth? Fort Worth is a $1.7 billion business. And believe me, the crooks have seen an easy way to get their hands into this. And it's because we are not doing our part. So to have a better city to live in, even if everything's going all right for you, what I want to get is kind of like the meaning of life, what the meaning of life is. And the meaning of life to me is when you do more for other people than yourself, then I think you'll get the meaning of life. And that's what I feel like I'm doing when I'm working on the local voter education program, bringing information out, sharing with you that we have a blackout in our local media between Channel 4, 5, 8, and 11, Star Telegram. A lot of this stuff has been to keep people dumbing down. You'll know more about celebrities' birthdays than you will about what's going on in your local city right here and what they're doing with our money and how it's going. So Sunday on the 30th, it looks like I'm going to have a good show with Reggie on there. He has got a lawsuit against Frito-Lay, and it's been going on for some time now. This is heating up, and he'll be on for the first hour. And the second hour, I've not secured my guest yet, but I am reaching out to Jessica from the Fort Worth Weekly. I used to work for the Fort Worth Weekly. She's very much into the election thing that's going on now, and I have a lawsuit right now filed for to contest the election too as well. So Sunday night it's going to be split in two parts. First part with Reggie and the Frito-Lay lawsuit, and then the second half, the topics would be about our CCP fund and the last election and what's going on there. And there is a lot there with people that stepped down after this election, all kind of questions. We're going to try to get someone on from the election, so it'll come on. We'll see if we can. And to help explain some questions, there's a video, fwdistrict5.com, on that election with our accountant. And you can see this is really something that sends up a lot of questions. So But anyway, we're hoping by sharing information about what's going on in your city may help you get more involved with our city. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to do, and it'll help keep your property taxes down by being involved, crime down. All these street signs that need to be put up, a lot of things need to be done. Our city needs to be cleaned up, but it's because we're not doing our part, and we're not encouraged to do our part, and that's why it's happening. So, but we have the power. There's numbers and strength, and we have the power. So, anyway, I hope you can join us on Sunday, and on the 30th is when I'm going to start the show back again. And right now, this is my getaway night from politics and stuff pretty much, and just get into music that I like. And so, okay, let's start the second half off here. You know, Yoko Ono, a lot of people did not like Yoko Ono's music, John Lennon's wife from the Beatles. They say she's the one that broke them up, but there's a lot of things that broke them up. But nevertheless, Yoko did get one song, and she has some pretty bizarre stuff, I would think, but it's different taste for people. But I think a lot of people might not have heard this song, so we're going to start off with the Yoko song. And, you know, it's not a top charter, but it's not a real bad song either, I don't think. So we'll start off there, all right?
What a cosmic joke. Paul McCartney has bought the catalogue of the late, great Buddy Holly, which is one of the best buys that one could make in this business. And I wasn't sure if he had this song or not. But so he'll be making more out of this than I will. And this is virtually as Buddy Holly did it. In fact, when I was doing it, I did deja vu, you know. It came back to me. I didn't even have to read the words, which I did on most of them. And this I was singing around when I was 16 or something. And it's virtually how Buddy did it, but not quite as good, but it'll do. Okay, here it is.
What more can I say? You leaving me, you pay. Clap for the wolf man, you gon' dig him till the day you
as we get ready to change over from Time Out in Time to 1900 Yesterday. So, like I say, we're going to go into some slower and music way back there before my time. And you're welcome to stay around for this style. And this might be something your grandmother might like, okay? So, anyway, let's get started with our first episode of 1900 Yesterday.
Welcome to 1900 Yesterday, music from the beginning of time. Songs that are in tune with the same category and style of pieces with some of today's local news and yesterday's news. You are listening to SWDistrict5.com.
got a certain little edge. Although he's very, very bad, he could be oh so good when he wanted to. Bad or good, he understood that love and other things. For every girl in town followed him around just to hold his hand and sing. Oh Johnny, how you can love. Oh Johnny, heavens above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so?
the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes, from the brim to the dregs. It pours sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
In 1918, average income, $1,697. New car, $440. New house, $4,821. A loaf of bread, 10 cents. A gallon of gas, 15 cents. And a gallon of milk, 56 cents.
Channel Islands are also to be freed today. The German war is therefore at an end. After years of intense preparation, Germany hurled herself on Poland at the beginning of September 1939. And in pursuance of our guarantee to Poland, and in common with the French Republic, Great Britain, the British Empire, and Commonwealth of Nations declared war upon this foul aggression.
Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Thank you. I could buy a dream, I found that it can come true. You'll find that it may for you. Would you like to buy a dream? Would you like to try a dream? It tells of a perfect love, the one I've been dreaming of. Would you like to buy a dream? Dreams, I'd rather have reality. Love, tell me what good are dreams to me. Take my dream and set me free. Although it is heavenly, it just wasn't meant for me. Would you like to buy a
episode here. I need to get some more material loaded up, and I think there's a lot more I can pull out to load up here for the next show to fill it on up for an hour. Opening show. Also, I want to try a little bit of experiment here, and we're going to see if we can't import songs during the show, because I do have more stuff in stock. I just didn't get enough on this first show here between putting the first show together and the second show. There's a bit of work there. And but next week I'll be more prepared, and I'd like to bring in more tad bits on what's happening through the years and sound clips from Roosevelt or Churchill and people throughout history that I think they're interesting to hear. So what we're going to do is spin the opening song, and while that's going on, I'm going to try to import some of the stuff and see if it'll do it while the show's going, or if it'll cut me off, and that'll be it. So either I'll be back or I won't be back. And if not back, then next Wednesday night we'll give it a go again. Thank you for tuning in. And like I say, I hope some of this stuff might be interesting to you. Right on here. We've got another 23 minutes left on this program. Let's go back for a roller coaster ride through time with Queen.
Sometimes I get to feel I was back in the old days, long ago, when we were kids, when we were young.
In 1918, flu epidemic kills 20 million.
That was disturbing, wasn't it? Okay. Let's move on. I thought I had more to that tape. Let's see. Okay, I didn't go to sleep on you here. I was just working on another song to add in here. And that's... Let's see if it made it over there or not. We'll... Okay. Here we go.
Johnny Ray. Mm-hmm.
The first podcast on this 1900 yesterday sound, and yeah, I'd like to work with it over the next few months here, and I think it'd be an interesting show, and with a lot of tad bits in the past and interesting information, and anyway, we'll see. Can't make it more interesting for you. Next Sunday, or Sunday on the 30th, I'll do the local voter education program. Hope you tune into our website, fwdistrict5.com. That's fwdistrictnumber5.com. And you get updates on what's going on in the city, pretty much, what we're working at, and things that you do not get from your local news. We have like a media blackout here. It's probably across the country that way. So, kind of like to get back to where people have more control over the government and the government not control over us. So, and the only way we can do that is if you, pick up the phone and help us fight a little bit, get involved, learn what's going on. Knowledge is, like a knowledge is what loses battles. And free information is something you should be glad to get because, knowledge and information can be priceless, and it's the only thing that can be priceless that cannot be stolen from you once you got it. So, anyway, that's what we help do with the local voter education program, is to give you more about your home here and get you to help join us in the fight of trying to clean up Fort Worth. And a lot of bad things are happening here, and it's because a lot of things. The city doesn't want us involved, and people don't want to be involved unless it affects them directly right at them. And by that time, from what we can see, it's going to be kind of late. So right now we can get together and we can really turn Fort Worth around and maybe set it up for something to look at for other cities to a pattern or a precedent for other cities to change, because this is going across the states. Judge Joe Brown was on Kerry's show the other night, and he's running for mayor in Memphis. And to listen to him talk, I almost thought he was talking about Fort Worth. It's so bad there. And same thing here. And Fort Worth used to have a name back in the 80s and 90s called Murder Worth is what it was called. And we're getting back to that Murder Worth a lot. In District 5, we had 7 shootings in 1 week's time. And there's just several. There's so many that's going on that's not being reported out there. So, but the answer is to go right to the core of the problem. And it starts off with the mayor. That's where we start at. All roads will wind up leading there. If you got a problem with your property taxes, you got a problem with crime, you got a problem with your streets, you got a problem with noise, any kind of problem, everything's going to lead to the mayor. And the way our system works now, forget your council member. Just focus on the mayor. That's where we're focused at, on the mayor. And that is the head. And if we get a good mayor in here, and a real mayor, we can make a lot of this. You got people on our system. We got someone to back us. Right now, we don't have that. We have a mayor that is actually destroying the city more than helping the city big time. And it's from a lack of maturity, knowledge. She's programmed to be an attorney. We need a people's person in there. So the number one thing, if you take out the mayor and put in a good mayor, everything can change right there. We can start changing all kind of problems with a real mayor. The city manager only does his job is to please the mayor. That is number one job for the city manager. So whatever our mayor does is how the manager will react. And Mr. Cook, he can care less one way or the other, to be good or bad. It won't make a difference to him. But he's only instructed by the mayor. So if we have a good mayor, the program, the manager to do his job, then we can start getting rid of bad employees. We have a lot of employees working for the city way overpaid that we don't need and are not doing a job. The director of community, well, her title is community and public engagement, and she will not return a phone call to me. She makes $170,000 a year of our money for a non-essential job. We don't have to have this community engagement, but it's good to have. But anyway, three times the amount of a police officer, and that is an essential job. So she's way overpaid and protected by Maddie Parker. She does not do her job. Her job is only to, and you can look this up, be like a Tokyo Rose back in World War II. And you can see, you go look, Google Tokyo Rose, see what her thing is. Michelle Gook is exactly that. And there's other employees like the director of code compliance for Brandon Bennett. They're just way overpaid. These people are way overpaid and do not do their job. And we cannot, the manager could fire these people and replace them with people that do the job and for probably a third of the cost, really, and do the same job and better. But the manager's not going to do that unless the mayor instructs the manager to do that. And the mayor's not going to instruct the manager to do that unless we, the people, instruct the mayor. So there's your steps right there. The mayor is the one we have control over. That's the one we vote for. That's the one. And if we don't get it together and get a real mayor in there, we're having the things she's asking for and the things she's doing is just really unreal. I've been to over 100 council meetings in the last 10 years, and believe me, it's a big change. So we've got to get her out and get someone in, or either we got to control the mayor. We have the power to do that. We outnumber the people down there 1,000 to 1, and that's probably the best thing. If we have enough people to go down and start paying attention, all you got to do is use your phone. Call 817-392-1234. Take time, punch those few numbers out, put it on the speed dial. Call it once a week between now and October. We are looking to rally on City Council to put back freedom of speech at City Council. It was taken away by the mayor. She took away our right to speak. It's really messed up the agenda and everything down there. And this is coming back on the council agenda either in November or December. They play games. They write this stuff in where you won't see it on the agenda because the way they word it, they hide all the highlight and the main points that you need to see. So you have to watch the agenda every week to catch this, and then they don't work with us at all. They won't be open about this or tell us, but this is coming back on the agenda around November or December. That's why I'm aiming for October. The first Tuesday in October, we're looking to try to get 100 people to either come down or to call in that night at City Council, be a part of putting back freedom of speech in Fort Worth. Forget Washington. It starts right here at home. And we have a lot of talkers on social media, but we have very few doers, and that's the problem. We need doers, not talkers. And once we ever show the mayor that we are united into doing something, we can take control of our city. Maybe we can change our mayor's head around to start becoming a real, we can make a mayor out of the mayor, sir. That's fine with me. I don't mind Maddie Parkin being mayor, but I just don't think she's programmed for it, okay? She's not old enough or mature enough to cut out for it, but a real mayor will listen to the people, don't have to run and hide from the people, will take questions head on. And that's what we need here in Fort Worth, okay? So, anyway, until next week, I hope to put together a good thing for us next week. We'll do a lot of sound bites, clips, and more of the machine talking rather than me talking. It'll be a lot better than that. And we'll see you next Wednesday night, all right?